Blog Talk Radio. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
and every one of you. I'm just having a hot time in the spirit of the living God. I just want to talk to somebody tonight, this afternoon, that understand that, listen, I am in a fight, and I refuse to throw in the towel, and I refuse to let the enemy have the victory in my life. I just want to talk to somebody internationally and nationally. I want to talk to you, Australia. I want to talk to you, France. I want to talk to you, United Kingdom. I want to talk to you, Norway, right here in Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Nevada, California, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania. I want to talk to somebody, understand that I'm not here to play no games, and I'm definitely not here to play any games with the devil. Is there anybody coming back ready and ready to attack? I dare you to just come on and celebrate in the Holy Ghost with me, because at the end of the day, this time, this means the war.
You can't have my increase. You can't have my breakthrough. You said you can't have my. You can't have my.
Oh, you gonna let the enemy have your breakthrough? You gonna let the enemy have your finances? You gonna allow the enemy to have your victory? You gonna let the enemy to have the things of God that God done promised you, that God done gave you? I just want to talk to somebody, understand that this joy that I have, the world they give it in the world that cannot take away, this victory that I have, this freedom that I have, and if I got to fight with everything in me, I'm a fight. I'm not worried about what he said, I'm not worried about what God has said, and what God don't promise you. If anybody knows the promises that God don't promise you, what did God promise you? What did God chose you? And at the end of the day, if you got to shake some things around you, then you go ahead and shake some things around you, because you got to get to the place where God called you. Somebody help me to rock this house on this afternoon. One or two of you, my God, got a war cry on this evening. I just want to talk to somebody that got a war cry. It ain't going to sit around here and play any games. It's not going to sit around here going to play hinky-pinky with the enemy. I just want to talk to somebody that's ready for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to release on your behalf. Begin to release in your life. Begin to release in your home. I want to talk to somebody that God is ready to shake. Are you ready to get shook him into another place with God? Are you ready to get shook him into your now season? I want to talk to somebody who's ready to experience a now season, ready to experience the pain in the things that God has for them. I want to speak to somebody and pray with somebody tonight that's ready to make a statement on the adversary. You don't been taking me for granted longer now. You don't been taking my home for granted longer now. You been taking my career for granted longer now. You've been taking my health for granted longer now. I want to speak to somebody. Yes, I want to speak to the businessman. You've been taking my business for granted longer now. I want to speak to that last pastor and that pastor right now. I want you to go ahead and understand. You've been taking my ministry for granted longer now. I'm ready for God to raise a Satan in the heavens, a Satan in the spirit. Feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, supercar, that she is so tired. Are you going to sit there and stand and let the enemy rock you up? Or somebody is ready to enter into their now season, their now destiny, into your now place. I feel like praising the living God, but also I will feel like raising some hell on the adversary. Thank God for the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I pray tonight that the Spirit of the living God will reignite your fire, that everyone that is upon on this line, listening to worldwide on internet, and also listening right now on a phone. I pray right now that reception of the Holy Ghost begin to refresh your mind, begin to refresh your spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus that God begin to breathe upon you right now in the name of Jesus. I need to speak to somebody that understands that I'm jacked up or messed up, that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't need to mess with your sense of God, that you're walking around with a mask, walking around with camouflage, and you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. But I want to speak to some jacked up folk and say, I know what, I'm so tired, I'm ready to rip this thing to shreds. I pray that the Holy Ghost begins to release scripture to you right now in the name of Jesus, so you can rip it out of shreds, because the kingdom of heaven is waiting for you. Behalf, I feel the Holy Ghost. Can we just worship? I just want to worship him. Can I just worship him for 30 seconds? Let's worship him for 30 seconds. And I pray that each and every one of you listening up on the sound of the Holy Ghost voice, you begin to condition your atmosphere, condition your home. Get ready for the Spirit of God beginning to breathe in your home, breathe in your place. I can tell that's where you are in this world. If you're right there in a spot, if you're right there in your way, if you right there, my God Almighty, if you hear in your life, say, I pray that you begin to allow the Spirit of the living God begin to breathe upon you in the name of Jesus. I need God to light my fire.
That is not like you. Oh, God,
Spirit to realign and readjust the spinal cord, the fight bone over your work and over your ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. I come like a chiropractor to realign, to readjust individual relationship with you, God, in the name of Jesus. We straighten, my God, the spinal cord in the name of Jesus. Bring back the vertebrae. Bring me to alignment with you, God. Bring back in the name of Jesus. For we say, yes, we give you access. We give you access tonight to destroy everything that is not like you. To destroy in the name of Jesus. God, so I'll say, yes, the man of worshipers. Can I get one or two of you just worship me tonight? Just worship with me tonight. I can feel the power of the living God. I can feel the waning. I dare you to just worship with me tonight. Yes, Lord, for our souls, say we call upon Yahweh. We call upon Elohim. We call upon you right now, God. For we need you, God, in the name of Jesus. Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom. We call upon you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you that this day you begin to rain down, God, thunder from heaven. We thank you this day, God, you begin to speak with the adversary, God, with the fire of your presence. We thank you this day, God, that different things, God, that the enemy that they're trying to plot and plan, let them seize, God, see the individual in the human mindset, see the individual spirit, God, that is waiting on a proper timing to catch root and a proper timing to grow. We thank you, God, and we pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're going to have the victory over the adversary. We thank you that we're going to have the victory over everything that is not like you, God. We thank you, God, in this day and this day and hour, for the anointing that you don't place to our life, for the anointing that you don't release unto us. Every hidden plan and every hidden strategy of the adversary, we thank you in this day and hour that our eyes of the spirit of discernment are going to be able to see every plan and every trickery of the enemies. We thank you, God, for giving us the understanding and let us know wherever that snake-like spirit, Lord, come, wherever that spirit of the scorpion, and also that witch-like spirit, we thank you, God, for giving us the power and giving us authority and the weapons, God, to defeat that Lucifer-like spirit in the name of Jesus. Reign, God, in the name of Jesus. Reign, God, in our lives. Reign, God, in the heavens, rain, God, upon us and upon our life. Rain, God, for everything that is not like you. We don't begin to walk in confidence and comfortable in our secret closet, in the secret things. God, we thank you that you put another level of conviction and another level of fear in our spirits, God, for our souls. Say yes unto you tonight, for our soul say yes unto you, God. We thank you, God. Not many days yet, we're going to see the victory. Not many days yet, we're going to have the victory. Not many days yet, we're going to have the testimony. We thank you, God, that you ain't going to allow nothing to entrap us, to incarcerate us, to imprison us in our minds, in our spirits, in our ministry, in our walk, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for tonight, you reign with fire. We thank you for tonight, you speak with thunder. We thank you for tonight, our souls lit with the fire rays of the Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight that Goliath is going to fall. Leviathan ain't going to have no victory. We thank you for turning around. wash us, a turnaround in our homes. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Is there anybody tonight want to say, God, say to him, tonight you got the victory. Tonight, every plus of pain of the adversary, every plus of hope that he didn't cause on the individual behind the scenes, talking secret, that he is thanking you, speaking in secret. Tonight, we raise more with our famous swords. We raise more in the name of Jesus. We shall have the victory. We shall.
Soldiers, a statue. We walk straight up
You fight toughness in the spirit. Toughness in the spirit. No more. No more. No more. No more. God, we give the glory. The glory tonight, Shatavaria. Yes, I want it for you to just cry in the Holy Ghost. Just cry in the Spirit. I know I might hear you on the phone, but maybe I can hear you in the Spirit. If everybody say tonight, this is the last time I need God to reaffection me, because I will stay in the Holy Ghost. I will stay in your presence. I will stay in your will. I will not be misled by the head of soul, by the enemy, in the name of Jesus. For I say yes, Lord. I say yes. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Sick on ladies. It's your time. What are you going to do with it? It's your time, saints of God. What are you going to do with it? It's your time to take a stand. Are you tired of being in a place of bondage, in a place of spiritual incarceration, in a place of spiritual confinement, in a place of a spiritual lockdown? Well, I command your spirit and the Holy Ghost to come alive. Come alive in the name of Jesus. I command everything go down you to come alive. And anything that the adversary put in your mind, put in your spirit, put inside of you, I pray that the angels of the Lord will come with a wash rag and begin to wash your mind, wash your spirit, wash your soul, because you shall not have more imprint on your spirit other than the spirit of the living God. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us. I pierce every adversary that tried to come up against you in your home, that tried to impregnate your spiritual destiny, your ministry, your work in the name of Jesus. I pierce every serpent in the name of Jesus, because we saw you say ride in victory. I speak to your hosts, every demonic spirit that's giving you demonic counseling by the demonic adversary. I speak to your adversary, for the angels of the Lord begin to find their reach to clean up your atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us, Holy Ghost. For the victory is yours. For the victory is yours. I bless God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Until this time, tomorrow morning, at 7 a.m., you'll be shaken by the Holy Ghost. God bless you. One.
don't care what you're going through. The Holy Ghost has met you right there wherever you are. And he didn't just shake out. But this morning, he has shaken you to victory.